I just before that, like a side question. What's the China baseball team named after the color of their socks? Are their socks red? No, do they have red socks?
No.
What? Do they?
Not anymore.
Is that what they think? What? Their emblem has red socks.
Yeah, emblem.
Oh yeah. Sure. It doesn't bother you?
Yeah. How about the white
what?
Socks? You know, a lot of teams
already
have
white
socks, red socks.
White socks, red socks, like such a funny thing. Color of their socks? Like, I can't think of a more like a more like illustrious piece of clothing to.
No, oh no, it's SOX.
Yeah, 1 second. Yes, you ever saw the emblem, the red socks emblem?
It's two red socks.
It's two red socks.
Two red socks, yeah. It's internet language.
It's interesting because I think the British soldiers used to be called red boots, red coats, red boots. There's some of the boots also. Red coats, the red coats. That's something else. That was a royal long frock they were wearing.
What's the
what? Is that really true? That's interesting. It's embarrassing though. I would be embarrassed to say I'm on the Red Sox. Like,
instead of Red Sox,
if I'd be also embarrassed to say he played baseball, so.
Oh, if he's making
10 minutes,
it's
not
really
The White Sox?
Money doesn't make something
not
bad.
There's such a thing. What?
They're missing from New Square, they just changed.
Who? Who? They were? Hey, the same person calls me in the middle of Mustard Day there every night.
Maybe they want to hear Mustard.
Funny thing. I wonder how many people in the Yankee, is in Yankee Stadium.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I wonder how many people are wondering why the Red Sox are called Red Sox. Probably not too many, right? Anyways, a lot of stress going on.
I know about that.
Sorry to talk about that. Sebi, you follow, you following the game? What? You ever follow sports? You did? Oh, were you solid into sports? Oh, really? Oh, okay, come to the table.
He wants to know why they called Red Sox.
No, no, that's not what I want to know. Finish with that question. I want to know. Explain the taiva.
Oh, I can't.
Lasbir is a taiva.
Speak it very embarrassing.
I can say it very. I mean, the, without thinking about it too much, I never.
You never thought about it?
No, I did a little bit.
After, not while you were into
it. That's all I've shown of my thinking in life.
Yeah.
I'm saying that there's no hesitation, no real hesitation, it's complete stupidity. So I know that that's true.
I mean, there are a lot of smart people. Like, my wife is not so into what's going on in politics, and I know everything that's going on in politics, but I think it's Nagea. I mean, that I can explain. I think it's very relevant in the world. But so, like, when she was going to work one day, so I told her, I just want you to know there was a debate last night. The two candidates debated, so she should tell me. She comes into work, and I said, so did you watch the debate? And she has to say it again for the millionth time, she doesn't have a television. So that she should know there's a debate. So she comes home from work that day. And she says, Yossi, nobody was interested in the debates. Everyone was just talking about the Red Sox. I couldn't help her with that. There are very smart, intelligent people out there that are like completely enveloped in this. Yeah, go on. Yeah.
First of all, it's the feeling that a person has, the trigger that a person has to look up to somebody. That feeling of like looking at somebody who's great, like as a guzzle, that feeling you can put into anything.
I don't like that one.
It's true, I know. What? That's how Lincoln McGee Mantle and Babe Ruth, I was like 5 minutes, that's the feeling, the same feeling.
Yeah, but it's still, the kasha is still there. I'm not saying that what you said is not true, but that's not answering the kasha, because let me give you an example. Let's say they would be on the radio, the best plumber in Brooklyn. Would that be the person that you looked up to? He's not the most talented plumber. He could change a toilet in 30 seconds flat. Then you'd look up to that? No, he's the best plumber. The difference is that you still didn't answer what it is about baseball that would make you look up to the guy who knows how to hit a ball very far. It's not that much different than changing a toilet very quickly. I'm saying it's a skill with your hand. You still didn't explain the taiva. I'm saying, you have to explain the taiva. You didn't explain. 1 second. You hear what I'm saying? So that's all true after we understand the taiva. And the other thing is, you were about to say sense of belonging.
Yeah, but a little more than that. You have to say that
when a person's really, really into sports, it becomes an identification. They associate themselves with the team. When you know someone's really into sports, they'll say we. Now, the reason is like this, because that's good for the reason. It's a sense of belonging. If it wasn't a sense of belonging, then there would be something that baseball itself attracted. But when they start associating themselves, we are playing tonight and we're going to win. That's good for
a riot. That's very good, Chad. Like, for example, a guy who wants to become a doctor, even before he becomes a doctor, you know people like this, they just could spend one day in medical school and they're like, us doctors, right? Because, like, they're like, they want to, like, but you still, I never saw someone say, us toilet changers. Still, you haven't explained. You still haven't explained what the taiva is.
F1.
Okay. You hear what I'm saying? We're still.
You ever follow baseball?
There's another thing over here. Another pshat that you could say, and I'm sure it's something that you've thought about, is just the fact that millions of people are glued to this drama. That itself is moshech. But that still doesn't answer the problem, because it doesn't explain how millions of people got attached to the drama to begin with. That I still don't understand. And I'm not willing to give a mussar share of screaming and yelling how stupid it is until I can understand what it is. I don't know what it is. So all these things are all true things that are tzitzis of something that we're not really, it's not really cooking. You're supposed to follow sports? You follow sports? What? Was there every time you were stark into it? What? Okay, the taiva is. It's come out an obsession by some people, what? Your team, but how did it become your team?
Yeah, but I was
about to say. You're still not explaining. I was saying before, like, if you were watching a race of who could change the toilet faster, or two plumbers, you would not feel like I'm suddenly identifying with one of them.
It's arbitrary, that's why it's so
confusing.
Well. kids like sports, they like playing sports. And
again, say that again?
I have a desire to go, change toilets. I'll go to the resort, and
I'll
go to something that I'm
going to
enjoy
doing. What? Combination
of
all sure. That's Samatarix. It's a finding food over here.
No, it's like...
I think there's a simple sign.
It's like more
there's a simple sign to stand.
This mug, this tennis cup.
That one, I'm watching the game on television. I'm not getting money or cover.
No, that's why you, oh, yeah? that's why you look up these
people are going to be homeless tonight after the game.
What?
There are going to be people who are homeless tonight after the game.
With all the money they left?
No, literally homeless. I guess you people are betting the house is on this game.
That's the same thing as horse racing.
Talk about gambling another time.
That's what you say horse racing is. People look up to the sports people and they
in other words, it's a game that takes skill. There is skill for the game, that's for sure, right? It's a game that takes skill, and it's a game that people play as kids. People play this game. It's a game that people play. And so then you have 10 people. Nine people, right? You have 9 people on each team getting up in front of hundreds and hundreds of people, sometimes thousands and thousands of people, and playing the game that you yourself enjoy playing. And matter of fact, when you try to hit the ball, when you're standing there by the plate, I know how to play baseball, I just don't remember all the terms. But when you're standing there by the plate, holding the bat, and the pitcher switches, now it's ready after that. Now already you're trying to imagine that you're so-and-so the baseball player. I'm trying to explain the feeling before that. You're sitting there playing the game, so you're trying to hit that ball out of the ballpark. But you can't, because you're just a regular mediocre player who has other things to do with his life than play baseball all day. But then you turn on television, and you see a guy get up there, and he can do all those things that you wished you could do when you played the game, and you were all into the game. And not only that, he's doing it and the crowds are cheering wildly what he's doing. And in your mind, that's you. That's you, because in other words, it's true about anything. If you ever see someone who's very into music watches a concert the same way. In their mind, they are Mordechai Ben David. That's them. That's them. You can see it when they imitate him the next day, you can see it when they imitate him the day before. That's them. So I think that's true, that it's a it's a challenge on a personal basis that people identify with. It's a game that people play. And then suddenly it gets brought up to this massive grandeur of being done with Ne'am Ve'ed and everything. And a person, mamash, like, puts himself into the television. He is that person. Because he's also played the game. I think the Meir Simcha is right that if nobody would ever play baseball, would not be a sport that's played, people would be less into it. Like, people are less into the Olympics. People are much less into the Olympics than they are into baseball. Figure skating, this, that. But it's not something, it's not a challenge and a contest that people engage in on a regular basis. But then everything that Zevi says kicks in. In other words, then it becomes a, and this is the nekuda that I want to, maybe we can learn something from, because Yochanan asked me to talk about the ball game. I'm not going to do, I don't know if this is what he had in mind, I'm not going to start screaming and yelling fire and brimstone against people that are listening to the ball game. It's an obvious illness. I'm saying it's a mental illness, obviously. I'm saying anybody who's standing on the outside, I mean this as a joke, but I also mean it, I mean it to point out an interesting fact. But let me continue straight for a minute. You have a game, and the game, whatever it is, whatever the shot is, but it's a game that people play the game as a kid, and they got into it, and they wish that they could do fantastic and everything, and then there are these players, you turn on the television, and they really know how to play the game. And people watch, and people, and anybody who's ever stood behind the play trying to hit a ball, or trying to make a double play, or trying to pitch that kind of pitch, or the other kind of pitch, anybody who's ever done that, suddenly identifies with those players on the field. It's their challenge. That's what it is when you watch a movie. It's the same thing. It's when you watch a movie, also you're putting yourself into the movie. You're putting yourself into the movie. You're experiencing the movie, right? It's pashut. What? Is it pashut?
Pretty pashut.
What? It's pashut. So. But after all that, that's just the beginning. After all that, it becomes a world. This is the nekuda I think is very important. It becomes a world. Sports becomes a world. There's different teams, and this one's doing this, and this person. And I was amazing because I was mamish caught off guard. This morning on the radio, they were playing over much more barichas than they ever do. They were playing over like clips on the, you know, different moments in the game of last night's game, and it was amazing. Besides this whole story of throwing things onto the field and everything, this whole crazy story. Besides for that, but just the emotion that you hear, not just in the crowd, you hear the crowd like swept up in emotion, swept up, mamish, swept away in emotion. But not just that, but the announcers, you get carried away, they lose their breath, they're swept. I'm sure a lot of it is, you know, they learned how to do that, that's how they get people going. But to an extent you can't hide, they're swept away with emotion. They won the game. And anyone who's not into sports is like, okay, could you stop talking about sports and get on to the more important news? You know, it's like unimportant. But to the people that are in it, it's mamash a whole world. And it's feelings and emotions. 87 years, they traded out Babe Ruth. I mean, like, it's a whole world. And are the Red Sox finally going to win? And it's like such an emotion of, you know, the two arch enemies in baseball are going to facing each other. And there's drama, mamash. And they can make a movie out of this. And they really can, and they might. They can make a movie out of this conflict. And I'm sure there are many, many, many sports movies built on this type of a thing, of the drama of the two teams and each player and the crowds watching and the different people and the whole thing. It's a mamash a whole world. For the reasons that maybe we talked about, maybe for other reasons we'll think about it again. I'm just thinking now as I'm talking. But that's for sure, that it's a world. And those that follow the sports, they look at the world differently than we do, than those of us who don't. In other words, it's something you have to realize. Like somebody who follows sports today, like the whole day, he's been, you know, tapping on the table and his heart's been beating and he's been waiting for them to throw the first pitch. It's an event of the day. It's not just an event of the day. It's a reality. Like, because someone who follows sports and he can't listen to the game or he can't watch the game, it's mamish, like, it's almost physical pain. He's going crazy every second. What's happening? Like almost like a husband pacing outside his wife's labor room waiting for her to have a baby. Mom is like the same, like, what's happening? I can't believe I don't know what's happening. Mom is like that kind of an anxiety. And so, okay, so that's what it becomes. I'm not saying pro or con, but that's the Matzias. The oil is market, that's the Matzias? That's the Matzias. You become enveloped in the world, the drama, the just the emotions of the sports. And that's the reality. Anybody who screams and yells that sports is stupid and doesn't realize that reality, it's not all the screaming and yelling is Hevel Varek. He doesn't understand the Mashiach. There's a real Mashiach here. There's a real, real, real draw. Okay, so that being said, and if we're talking, you know, I think it's silly that people are missing Kvodei Shalolam, the Nitzchius of one word of Talmud Torah for a sport. It looks silly to us, but the emes is that I'm not saying that they're right, that I would never tell someone to do it, but I also realize that I'm not Magielim Kaimai, because I'm not being swept along with that drama. I'm not. If I heard right now, because I'm interested in what's going on in the world, if I heard right now the outcome of who's going to become our president next year, would I interrupt from learning to hear it? I don't know, it would be a big Nisayan. If someone heard that a yeshiva, or chassidus, and let's say that a rebbe passes away, or Rosh Hashiva passes away, and they're waiting to announce the new Rosh Hashiva, and someone comes over to you in the middle of learning and says, they're discussing who's going to be the new Rosh Hashiva, and the person is, you'd be like, tell me later, I'm learning now. Someone who's not in a yeshiva doesn't care, he'll say, tell me later. But if it's my yeshiva, who is it going to be? Who was picked? You know, that drama we identify with. In sports, is the same drama. It's a big Nisayan. It's a big, big, big Nisayan. Okay, so that being said, what's the Musar over here? So first of all, the Musar is that we have to understand things. The Musar, what I just did, that's I think, an important thing. Stam to people who don't share a taiva with somebody else, it's very easy for them to stam knock that taiva. It's a very common thing in the world. If I don't have a taiva for something and you do, then that's so stupid. First understand it. First identify with it and then talk about it. It's an important thing to know. And even someone who does understand it, but it's a good idea to try to understand it. Zevi obviously spent time thinking about it. Where does it come from? Where does this come from? I'm getting swept, mindlessly swept along, like most guys say. Just mindlessly swept along with an obsession, an addiction that they have no explanation for. Someone's addicted to drugs. A very easy explanation. They take the drug, they feel great. It's very easy to explain. So they want to do it again, besides the physical. They want to do it again because every time they do it, they feel great. That I understand. But there's something about this that makes them feel great also. So what is that? But there's another point over here. And that point is that you have a world of sports, and that world is a world. And it's an amazing thing. The amazing thing is that myself, for example, I never, ever, ever follow sports because I never, ever, ever had a cheshek for it. And some people have a cheshek for it and some people don't. So when I watch people get all excited, what's the score, what's the score, what's going on, what's the score? To me, it's so funny. It's just funny. Like, what's everyone so excited about? It's not much funny. It's like funny. Everyone's getting so excited about something. Like Dubin Velayar, what are you so excited about? So that's something you recognize that Matthias in the world, that we have something going on in the world today, something going on tonight in the world, that there are people that are consumed with the drama of what's going on, and other people looking out from outside that world going, are you crazy? And that's a gewaldige Musar Shmuz, because the whole Olam Hazeh is a baseball game. And that's Pashut. That, forget baseball. We all running after money, after covet, after fun, after who knows what, menucha, you know, all come. Menucha just means, I mean, chilling out, relaxation, music, this, that, all kinds of different things that we all were near enough, we're chased after. That's, our desires are also silly. It's also a world. We're gonna come at one day. We're gonna leave our neshamas. We're gonna leave our bodies, and we're gonna look down at Olam Hazeh. We're gonna be like, what is that? For example, people spend their entire lives. We all know people who spend their entire lives desperate to make money and never happy. Desperate to make money and never happy. So when we're looking down at Olam Hazeh, now we understand it. Money, 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 we understand, we identify with it. When we're looking down from Olam Haba onto Olam Hazeh, it's going to... What are these people, crazy? They're running around, they're making some mashogah, they're giving their whole life away to get something that just causes them more aggravation? It's an amazing thing. And I can just see two neshamas talking and saying, drugs, I understand, but money, what are they running after money for? Money just now causes problems. And so on and so on. And covered. People are so right of covet, it's so fake, it's so nothing, it's a chanifa, the whole world is just full of chanifa, everyone's mechabed. No, people are mechabed just so that they should get covered, not because they really want to be mechabed you. Like, oh, the whole covet is a fake. So that, I think, is the gewaldige thing, is now I'm talking, I know that I'm talking to a bunch of people that are not being swept up by this world called Yankees or Red Sox, I know because you're here. So Mimela, that's true, we have a gewaldige musadika opportunity, that kemoi that we could be mistakel on that world, and say, look, people are charged up, going crazy, totally involved, totally enveloped, and they really are, totally enveloped, and I'm just standing outside, twiddling my thumbs, and saying, what are you guys getting so excited about? The same thing is true about me. The same thing is true, if I would step outside my own life a little bit, I'll find plenty of things that I'm getting so excited about, and I'm working so hard for. And for what? What's the end goal? What's the end goal? There's going to be the end. There's going to be an end of the game tonight. People are going to be happy, people are going to be sad, people are going to be excited, people are going to be upset. And then tomorrow, everyone's just going to come to yeshiva again the next day, like, they will or they won't. They're going to come to yeshiva again the next day, like, life goes on, like, it's totally irrelevant. In 2 days, 3 days, people won't even remember, you know. Like, it's nothing, it's just nothing. No last, no relationship, it doesn't last, it's nothing. It's over. So that's my hesiris from you asked me to talk about the game. That's my hesiris. Instead of us making leitzanis at the people that are swept up with the ball game, let's use the opportunity to also make leitzanis of ourselves.